We have just under 15 minutes remaining in our season of the KWSN Coaches Show, Fox Sports 98.1, AM 1230, KWSN.com. I'm John Gaskins in a near-empty Rushmore Plaza Civic Center in Rapid City. John Michaels operating things in downtown Sioux Falls. The Brandon Valley Lynx going for a consolation championship tonight here in Rapid City after beating the Mitchell Colonels 76-65 last night. Before that, they just ran into a fourth-quarter buzzsaw. That is the Roosevelt Rough Riders, who will play O'Gorman tonight here on Fox Sports 98.1, 8:30 for the state championship. Brent's in his 21st year. His crew won it all 2 years ago in this very arena. And it's great to have you on, as always, Brent, considering not just your team, but all of the eight that qualified last year for this event before it was canceled and didn't get the opportunity, but also specifically for you and everything you've gone through in the last several months. Just what are your thoughts and emotions to wake up knowing you have a game on Saturday of the state tournament?
Well, I don't think you don't really read too much into it. I think you just it's no different than anything else. It's just it's another game for your entire program, for your entire community, and all you're trying to do is you're just trying to get the guys. Again, it's a consolation game. We're playing in the afternoon. We're certainly not going to have a shoot around. We're not going to have a practice going into it. A whole different deal, obviously, if we're playing in the evening session. But what we're doing now is we're just trying to hit the floor. We'll go over to the scouting report at noon before the game, hit the bus, and then just hopefully show up and play really hard, and hopefully things take care of itself like it did yesterday.
Right. That could be a tough game to win, obviously, coming back. You guys were in it in striking distance in the fourth quarter against the Rough Riders, and it can not always be easy, especially having that last game of the evening and a late finish to turn back and play an earlier game in the afternoon. But you beat a talented Mitchell Colonel squad 76-65. What were some of the keys to that victory?
Well, I wasn't sure how we were going to play in that one, just from the situation that there are – like there's some teams out here that maybe they haven't been to the state tournament for a while and it doesn't bother them. They're just happy to be playing in different areas, no matter where they're at. But for us, losing that first game, that's a – and again, the way our guys are built, I think that they were more than just a little bit disappointed. So from that aspect, I really wasn't sure what this turnaround would be. And we did something that we haven't done in probably 4 or 5 years, and that is play a little bit of zone against Mitchell. And what we did the other night, we literally didn't practice at all. We just stuck three guys on the baseline. We took one kid on the high post and tried to get him to guard a couple different things. We tried to double Hinker as many times as we could and Zane Olam underneath. Obviously, you can't do both of them at the same time, but what we're trying to do is we're just trying to take away their two best players, and if the rest of those guys made shots, then we were going to lose. That's all there is to it. So we were able to rebound well enough out of that defense, so it worked out for us. That's kind of the main thing.
Brent Deckert, Brandon Valley head coach, is Lynx playing for fifth place tonight here in Rapid City at the state tournament. And last night, 22 points from your senior Jackson Hilton. He hit about three clutch big shots in the state championship game here in this arena a couple years ago as a sophomore. For him and the rest of the seniors, Dawson Johnson, your son Jackson Deckert, Carter Van Heel, Nate Lear, Aiden Lloyd, Peyton Tejan, Jay Juergens, Wes DeWitt. Hopefully I didn't leave any out. It's the same question I ask a lot of coaches here in our final interview of the season. What kind of has been the personality of this team that you'll remember the most?
Well, it's hard to describe them as one whole group. But the thing is that most of this whole group has been together, literally playing on basketball teams about the same basketball team outside of Nate Lear, who moved in his junior year from Watertown. Everybody else basically has been on the same team since third grade. So it's one of those deals where they know each other really, really well. They're a great group in their own right, and there's some outstanding individuals, but there are also some unique personalities. My son and Peyton Teigen, I mean, we got pictures of those two when they're like 2 years old. The Teigens have grown up in our neighborhood, and they've been friends since the very beginning. And it's always like one tall guy, one short guy, and it's, you know, it just the way things go. Joe Kovac was also a neighborhood kid. Aiden Lloyd, right down the street. I mean, these are guys that all have grown up within just a few blocks of each other. So it's kind of it's almost unreal when you really look back at it, at what it's like growing up in a small town and then being able to, you know, basically stay together and compete together for this long. And you don't see it very often. But I think that's some of the beauty of a small town and a small community is that you have these type of opportunities year in and year out for this to happen. So, I couldn't be more pleased about these guys. I know a lot of times I get caught for maybe being a little bit too hard on them, but I will say this. It's one of those deals where, you know, before this game, before every game, we just tell them, like, hey, win or lose, you know, we're going to love you. You know, things are going to be okay. It's not like we haven't lost a game before. Just go out there and give it everything you got. Mm-hmm. And that's basically what these guys have done during their time. So I couldn't be more pleased with any other group that I've ever had.
Finally, Brent, you and Chad Garrell will be inducted into the Brandon Valley Athletics Hall of Fame at the end of April. And I know you don't love talking about yourself or your situation, so I will allow you one last time for those who may have missed it a couple times this season to describe, after now 21 years as the head coach at Brandon Valley, you kind of led into it with your descriptions of what it's like to grow up there and play sports there. But you know, what can you tell those in the Brandon Valley community about what they mean to you?
I'm just really lucky. The biggest thing I'd probably say is that I think I'm just really, really fortunate to be able to grow up in a community that cares so much. That's probably the biggest thing. I feel very, very fortunate to raise my family where we're at. Brandon's a lovely place. Gonna miss it.
Brent, appreciate your time as always. And will this be it for you tonight as a coach?
This is it.
When did you make that decision?
It's a long time coming. Again, there's a lot of things that go into it. I mean, obviously my health is part of it. The other part of it is originally it was this team, being able to coach my son this last time, but I'd probably say a bigger part of it is I just don't think I have the energy and juice to keep going. And run this program the way I think it needs to be run. I think that's a big part of it, and probably the biggest part of it is I don't want to miss my daughter playing any more basketball games.
Pretty good reasons, Brent. It's been a heck of a run. Congratulations, and good luck on closing it out with a victory tonight. Appreciate your time as always, and it's been a lot of fun talking to you for the last 13 or so years. I don't know if it's been as much fun for you, but it's been fun for me. Thanks for your time as always.
You guys take care. Wish you all the best.
All right. Brent Deckert, head coach of the Brandon Valley Lynx, coaching his final game tonight. We will round out our season of the KWSN Coaches Show with Harrisburg's Scott Langrock, also looking to finish the season on a winning note this evening, actually this afternoon, and he's next on Fox Sports 98.1, AM 1230, and KWSN.com.